Welcome back to Eco Talk, and this show is focusing on the practical things you can do. We sometimes have a more political bent to our program, but, well, there's lots of reasons to think about conserving energy. Even our president is saying we need to drive less and mention that conservation word. I think we need to all practice compassionate conservation. I never really understood what compassionate conservatism was. And to help us with some of the simple things, like changing a light bulb and putting the right one back, that's the key. We're going to talk to someone with the Energy Star program at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Wendy Reed is communications director there. She launched the Energy Star Change a Light, Change the World campaign about 6 years ago, and it's, as you might imagine, designed to encourage all of us to use energy more wisely at home, beginning with something that you wouldn't think would make all that much difference, but in fact, it does, Wendy. Just, I see all these statistics about, you know, how you can, you know, with one light bulb changed or at least replicated throughout your household, you can save all kinds of money and greenhouse gas emissions and electricity. Give us some of those statistics just so people at the next cocktail party they go to can impress their friends.
Sure. Well, the first thing to know is that about 20% of our household electricity use goes toward lighting. So when people make jokes about how much, you know, a difference one light can make, it really can make a significant amount of difference, not just for your pocketbook, but of course for the environment. And if you replace your five most frequently used light fixtures or the bulbs in them, you can save more than $60 in energy costs. Of course, if we were all to do that, that would be like reducing the greenhouse gas emissions equivalent to about 8 million cars.
How many Americans are doing this? Are you seeing compact fluorescent lamps, light bulbs being sold widely across the country or just in the greener pockets?
I think actually the most encouraging thing I have seen, a trend, is that you can find compact fluorescent light bulbs almost anywhere in America today. They don't take up the most shelf space for light bulbs, as you might hope that they would, but they are certainly available everywhere you might go.
Okay, so if I go into a hardware store in Podunk, I can get my compact fluorescent right
even
there?
Even in Podunk.
Okay. Where is Podunk anyway? Should go visit, see if it's really a place. So tell us, you know, why, well, you said why this is important, because a little bit does go a long way. Why should people not be afraid of fluorescent lights? I know that they, in the past at least, were a little bit harsh, not all that attractive, not really great mood lighting. Has the technology changed so that's not necessarily the case? And what kind of variety can you offer now?
The technology has improved greatly just over the past couple of years. I think we all remember the fluorescence of the 70s where we turned a green hue under their light.
Always attractive.
I don't think we're there anymore.
I like green, but not that kind.
Exactly. We like green. But the quality has really, really improved over time. I think the competition has really helped with that. And I think the Energy Star program is setting some pretty high standard quality specifications for those compact fluorescents to earn the label has also helped a lot. So we're definitely seeing improvement on that.
I was happy to see that there's fluorescent bulbs for torchieres. My husband, when we got married, had these beautiful torchier lights that are just beautiful in terms of, you know, setting the mood, and they light up the whole ceiling. But I only use them when company comes over because I know they're energy suckers. But you say they don't have to be.
No, they don't have to be. Well, you can actually find an Energy Star qualified light bulb for almost every use in your home. With a torchiere, I'm sorry to say that you would actually have to replace it with an Energy Star qualified one entirely to get the benefits. As what you're talking about is a halogen light,
right?
Which you just can't unscrew and screw in another.
Ah, darn! I was hoping it was that simple. Okay.
I wish it were that simple, but you know, it's certainly worth it to recycle that torchiere.
Recycle it in the dump. That's probably the one thing to throw away. It's like that old refrigerator. You don't want to recycle it into your garage and keep using it because that defeats the purpose. It won't do any good if someone else uses it instead of me, right?
No, it won't. Please don't give it to Habitat for Humanity.
Let's talk about some other simple things you can do around the house. One thing many homeowners are not aware of is the energy suckers, the vampires, the TVs, the VCRs, all the maybe the coffee machine you don't use every day. As long as it's plugged in, it's actually leaking energy. It's using electricity.
Yeah, a lot of people like to call that the vampire load. It's you know, you just don't know that energy is actually being used. You've turned it off. You know, why would it still be on in a sense? But, of course, a lot of the electricity we use at home is being sucked in just that way. The reason is that, for example, with a TV, there, you know, in the olden days when you turned on the TV, it took a little bit of time for it to warm up. No longer. Mm. Your channel has to, there's channel memory. You may have a clock on it. All kinds of things are going on while the product is seemingly turned off.
Like exercise equipment. We have a Stairmaster, and I try to remember to unplug it, you know, because sometimes I don't use it for a couple of weeks, you know. It's sort of the emergency when I can't get to the gym. So if you walk around your house, you'll see there's all kinds of things that you don't need every day.
Well, there are. And I think the important thing is here that you don't actually have to unplug everything in your home. You can actually choose more energy efficient products today that consume a very, very small amount of energy while they are turned off.
You know, Wendy, we're just about out of time because I have one more thing I've got to get in. Can you give us a website if people would like to learn more about Energy Star?
I encourage people to go to energystar.gov, and right now we're encouraging people to take the Energy Star Change a Light Pledge.
Terrific. We've been speaking with Wendy Reed, spokeswoman for the Energy Star Change a Light, Change the World program, and it's all about, as you might expect, how to save energy and electricity where you live and work. And speaking of light bulbs, we'd like to introduce a new feature on EcoTalk this week. We're calling it the Bright Idea Award, in fact. And EcoTalk's Bright Idea Award goes to a handful of governors, green governors, we could say, across the country who traded in their gas-guzzling SUVs for cleaner vehicles recently. Three Midwest governors, Tim Pawlenty of Minnesota, Tom Vilsack of Iowa, and Idaho Governor Dirk Kempthorne, are all using vehicles running on E85. That's a gas ethanol blend found in the Midwest most easily. Even Florida Republican Governor Jeb Bush, would you believe, has parked his Ford Exhibition after Hurricane Katrina and is now driving a white Ford Escape hybrid. I guess he's listening to his brother, George W. Bush, who says, yes, we need to drive less. Didn't say much about driving cleaner, but well, we can, Matt, you can deduce that. Now, with gas prices hovering near $3 a gallon past that, as I always say here in the Bay Area in California, Governor Pawlenty is correct in saying that our country has been asleep at the switch, at the wheel, you could say, and without higher fuel efficiency standards, quote, we're following a recipe for continued crisis. My feelings exactly. We tried to have him on the show, but it's a little difficult to get a governor on short notice, but we wanted to bring that story to you to show you just how they are starting to get it. Leaders across America, slowly but surely. Thanks for joining us, the special edition of EcoTalk. They're all special, actually. Want to invite you to tune in next week. In the meantime, go out and please be more eco-centric.
How much can she take? How much can she give? How much is too much and how much longer?